You know, I see a lot more bottom feeders nowadays than before. The bottom feeders are rampant. All they care about is putting something in their mouth to smoke it, to drink it, to eat it. I mean, that's all they think about. The bottom feeders, they only feed on the bottom level, the bottom nature, the base nature. And you know them by their words. You know them by birds of a feather flock together. You know them by their doctrine, because they have no doctrine, except for doctrines of demons and doctrines of devils. The bottom feeders, all you have to do is go out your front door and look around. You'll see them. They don't seek any truth. They don't seek any righteousness. They don't seek any higher knowledge. They just seek self. And if they do, if these bottom feeders try to pretend to be spiritual, then what happens is they go to the dark side and they try to be spiritual through the devil, because the devil wants them to think that a bottom feeder can be just as spiritual as a saint. The devil might give them some unseen stuff, but if you break it down, it's really just bottom feeding. They're trying to go through the back door. Let's say a witch can teleport. If she does teleport, look what happens to her body. She becomes all bent and wretched, and it's encoded in her body. If somebody uses the dark side to teleport, to remote view, to do whatever they think they can do or say they do, it's all a lie. They probably, most of it's lies. But they're going through a portal that's going to destroy them. And the types and shadows start to imprint in their body. They want to type and shadow the demonic realm into 3D. And what happens when you type and shadow the demonic realm into 3D? Everything's twisted. Everything's out of order. There's no pattern. These people who say, I want to destroy the patronage, or the paternal patterns. They have a word for it. They want to demolish the man's leadership. I forget the word they use. They're mad at the men who are in control of this matrix. So they want to destroy it. What's her name said? We're going to run this mother. What she said? What was that? Rihanna? She ain't going to run nothing. She ain't going to run Jack. You can't destroy the patron saints. You can't destroy the lineage by destroying the man. It's a man's world. And if you think you can change God's pattern as a bottom feeder who wants to usurp the pattern that was created before the foundation world, the archetype, the patterns, the types, and the shadows, you are in delusion. You're in so much delusion that I don't even know how you get up out of bed every day. The only way you could get up out of bed every day is you're vampiring off other people. You're a vampire. And other people are doing stuff for you because you can't do it yourself. You're just a vampire. A bottom feeder is a vampire. A bottom feeder is a Jezebel. A bottom feeder is a legalist. A bottom feeder is a narcissist. I come to the conclusion that narcissists are the Jezebel spirit, are the legalist. They all have malintent. They want you to think that they are higher than everybody else, when they're lower. It goes back to insecurity, Jezebel, insecurity. It goes back to legalism. They want to has set themselves higher than you. It goes back to narcissism, malicious narcissism. Because if you don't worship them as God, they want revenge. They want to destroy you. So a narcissist is a legalist. For you, they're not a legalist for themselves. They're just putting an outward show. They want to put you under legalism because it's a cult. A narcissist is no different than a cult, and an ism. So a narcissist is a legalist for you. A narcissist is a Jezebel spirit because it's malicious. You know it's malicious because they reject Jesus and they want to flip the authority in the home, in the churches, in government, everywhere. But you don't have to fear it because they are their own worst enemy. The bottom feeder feeds on the bottom for a reason. It has no light, so it can't come out in the light. So when the light is turned on, it has to go to the bottom. It's hiding. The bottom feeder I don't even know anybody who would want to eat one of those fish that are eat off the bottom. I don't know anybody who would want to eat one of those. I forget what they're called right now. I think it doesn't matter. Catfish? Yeah, catfish. Who would want to eat a catfish? Yuck. Yuck. Who wants to fellowship with a bottom feeder? Yuck. Who wants to commune with a bottom feeder? Yuck. Who wants to associate with a bottom feeder? Who wants to associate with legalists? Yuck. Who wants to associate with Jezebel? Yuck. Who wants to even talk 1 minute with a narcissist? Yuck. Who would want to even be around somebody who thinks they're God? Really, yuck. To the hilt, yuck. No matter where I go, I'm seeing the bottom feeders everywhere I go. I just look to my right, look to my left, and they're all bottom feeders. You talk to them for 5 minutes, they're bottom feeders. They have no truth. They cannot rightly divide the word of truth. They have no understanding of deep spiritual things in the proper manner. It's all convoluted and confusion. If you talk to them long enough, you realize they have no truth. How could you marry one of these bottom feeders and have peace? You couldn't. She might look good. That's all. The outward might look good, but the inside is dark and ugly and wretched and pathetic. If there's a man out there, you better marry somebody who's got a heart, a good heart, and not a bottom feeder. I mean, think about it. A bottom feeder. All they care about is drinking and drugs and partying and being lazy and sitting on the couch watching TV or listening to some kind of Rihanna, Lady Gaga music that does them no good. And they wonder why. They wonder why they run into trouble. What goes into the computer comes out. What goes into the ear gate comes out. I can't memorize any Bible verses yet, but you can remember every verse of that song you just listened to. So you're lying to yourself and you're lying to everybody else. You're just using that as a justification not to get the truth. Why do they not want the truth? Because the truth will set you free. Why do they want to be a slave? They love their slavery. Why do they love their slavery? They love death. They love darkness. They love the dark. A plus B is equal to C, or A is greater than B, and B is greater than C, so C is greater than A, right? I mean, A is greater than B, B is greater than C, A is greater than C. It's logic. If A is less than B, B is less than C, then A is less than C. It's logic. They love the darkness because they're bottom feeders. They love the dark conversations with you if they can pull you in because they're bottom feeders. They have no hope. They have no real love, no agape love. They don't even know what agape love is. They have no stability. They have no truth. They just are vampires. If they have any kind of semblance of stability, it's because they're vampires. And the hive mind, when you reveal this truth, the hive mind gets mad, and they try to mess with you. Because they know you can. You're showing people. You're showing people what's been hidden. Everything's being revealed. Everything's being revealed. It's always been here, but it's being revealed now. All you have to do is look, knock, and ask. Nothing's hidden anymore. If you want the truth, you can find it. And it's always been that way, but right now, with the internet, it's all being revealed. Because everybody sharpens everybody else. When they talk, iron sharpens iron. The flesh cuts the flesh, but iron sharpens iron. The flesh rips the flesh, but iron sharpens iron. It's so obvious what's going on. This place is designed for the bottom feeders to cut each other. And it's designed for the spiritual higher minds to sharpen each other. And to separate. The bottom feeders separated from the spirit creatures. The flesh creatures separate from the spirit creatures. It is what it is. If you don't like it, create your own universe. But that's what's happening. God is cutting out the flesh creatures from fellowshipping with the spirit creatures. Day by day, little by little, it's happening.